Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Greetings and salutations, gang. This is your gallivanting gag man, the major domo of the microphone, Ken Carpenter, in a holiday racetrack mood, which the occasion seems to demand, lining up your fun fair for today's command performance, coming to you through Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. So drape your ponchos about you, bundle up in your fatigues, and take out your forms for reference, because here are your request entries coming out of the paddock. In the foreground, frisking and cavorting around that popular filly, Ann Sheridan, are those eternal two-year-olds and all-time winners, Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. Ah, they're in fine form today, and it'll be neck and neck with Ann Sheridan unless she can make an early breakaway. To one side of them, Dame Mae Whitty, Anita O'Day, and Ethel Smith, flanked by Stan Kenton, his orchestra, and the Charioteers. Now, it's a great aggregation, men, so place your bets because you can't lose. Well, out on the track now and coming up to the post, jockeying into position. Looks like trouble between the two paramount entries, Hope and Crosby. Probably over who's to get top billing. Well, everything's quiet now, though, and they're waiting for the start. And they're off. It's a beautiful start as Bing Crosby and the Charioteers take the lead with a special arrangement of Dear Old Girl.
Dear old girl, the robin sings above. He speaks of how I love you. My blinding tears are falling as I dream of my lost girl. And my broken heart is calling.
Charioteers, and thank you very much, fellas. And now, command performance.
Well, Bing, I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of your fans is outside demanding to be let in. She wants your autograph.
Well, don't tell me a fan of mine has shown up at last, huh, Ken?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're building, aren't we?
We are, and I've never seen a more typical Crosby fan.
Really?
Yes, sir. She looks exactly like all the rest of the girls who go for it.
Oh, wonderful. So I'll show the kid in, Ken.
Right this way, miss. Right over here, please. Thank you.
It's Dame Mae Whitty, huh? I want to tell you, Dame Mae, I'm very gratified to hear that you're one of my staunch supporters.
Oh, I've been for quite some time, Bing. I think you're Zoot.
Zoot?
Zoot? Sure, Jack. What I mean is you simmer me down to a groovy gravy.
You mean I'm solid?
I was speaking of your voice, not your waistline.
Say, you're really on the beam, Dame May. Where did you pick up all this sharp talk?
Well, you see, I've been having my afternoon tea at a very charming place lately. It's called the Palladium.
The Palladium, eh?
Yes. I find it an ideal spot to further my education. I've learned a good deal about the habits and customs of the American people, especially American men.
Well, I wouldn't say the Palladium was quite the right place to learn about men, Dame May.
I can see you've never been in the powder room.
And I may never make it either.
Well, I'm afraid all this is beside the point. My purpose in coming over here was to get your autograph, Bing. You see, you happen to be my favorite singer.
Well, that's very flattering.
Oh, I know it sounds absurd, but I got a crush on you the very first time I saw you.
Honestly?
Yes. You know how silly girls are when they're in their teens.
Well, I'm glad to know I have a fan someplace.
Oh, well, lots of us. In fact, a group of us girls have formed a club. We call it the San Fernando Bing Crosby Fan and Social Security Club.
How sweet.
But yours is the voice that makes us swoon, Bing. When you sing, we girls simply fall in heaps all over the floor.
No kidding.
Yes, of course, most of us are subject to dizzy spells anyway.
Well, don't you kids go for Andy Russell or Frank Sinatra at all?
Oh, heavens, no, Bing. We prefer you by far because of what you do to our blood pressure.
What do I do?
Nothing. You see, at our age, it's much more advisable to listen to a voice that's soothing.
Yes.
You know, dull.
Of course.
Your voice has such great sincerity.
Sincerity?
Yes. For instance, when you sing Old Rocking Chair's Got Me, it's so believable.
Oh, you're terribly sweet to say so.
Oh, yes, we do adore you, Bing. And now I have a favor to ask of you. The girls would be simply thrilled if I could bring them back some little souvenir of my visit here. A keepsake to remind them of you.
Really?
Yes. The Sinatra fans always come away with a little memento.
Well, I can be as big as Sinatra any time. Just name it. I'll give you the same thing he does.
Well, Frankie gives them a lock of his hair.
Dame May I present this necktie to your club with my compliments.
Dame May Whitty and Bing Crosby in the lead still. And now it's Anita O'Day, Stan Kenton, and the orchestra making their first bid as they spurt ahead outside, taking their recognized place in the musical field and strengthening their position with a thoroughbred presentation in the Stan Kenton manner of that grand number, Her Tears Flowed Like Wine.
Spend it on the ponies, he would spend it on the girls, by his mother gin and roses, for her poor old head of curls. But when his wife said, hey now, what did you get for me? He socked her in the chopper, such a sweet, sweet guy was he. He would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage wasn't hay. He indulged in fancy spending, ordered rings, cars, and furs. But alas, the lack, like a stubborn old back, she found mixed up with a Maisie. He got mixed up with a Flo. So Flo shoved him in the river. He'll not get mixed up no more. His wife then draped herself in black. That showed her figure fine. Then she cussed him out, a two-faced guy. No insurance could she find.
Tears fall like wine. Yes, sir, tears fall like wine. She's a real bad tomato. She's a busted valentine.
Approaching the halfway mark now, and it's still anybody's race. Here's Ethel Smith coming into position for her first showing. She's a 2-1 favorite with her clever, nimble-fingered arrangements on the organ. For it's said that Ethel Smith pumps where Bach and the Angels fear to tread. She's out in front now, headed south of the border for the well-known El Rancho Grande. Quarter mark, and they're bunched together over on the other side of the track, so let's break out the binoculars and take a look. Well, Bob Hope and Crosby have Ann Sheridan hemmed in between them, and she can't break away. But no wonder, they're both leading over her horse, arguing about something, and just barely staying on their side saddles. And leading the trio, here's Bob Hope.
In accordance with our policy on command performance, quote, no request is too big or too small, unquote, we bring you a lovely picture star who is here to fill our latest and most unusual demand, gentlemen of the AEF, Ann Sheridan.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
You know Bing Crosby, don't you, Ann?
Oh, sure. I've known Bing ever since I was young enough to go out with Georgie Jessel.
I've said that for years.
I don't care what you say about me, Annie. I want you to know that I'm
putty in the hands of a girl like you.
Let's face it, you're just putty.
Oh, go on.
Say, Bob, look, what am I waiting for? What's the request you were talking about?
Well, Anne, the groaner grabbed the letter off me. Anything to horn in. Start reading, Crosby, in your own inimitable, monotonous style.
I whipped it all with it.
Oh, that's the biggest word he said since Napoleon was a cadet, I think. Okay, men, it's from Sergeant Cleon Smithers at 717.
Oh, you're a humdinger.
Get out of here. Go on.
Oh,
shucks.
Oh.
Go on back in your retiring room. Go on.
Oh, you are, you. Napoleon was a cadet. Oh. I'm a ticket inspector.
This is from Sergeant Cleon Smithers at 717, and here's what it says. Dear Command Performance, I have heard many requests on your weekly show, and I wonder if you'd do one for me. First of all, can you get Ann Sheridan?
He means on the program.
Why don't you talk when you're going to lie? That inimitable really went to your head, didn't it? Anyhow, the letter
continues.
Here's what the letter says. It stands here. It says, you see, when I was at Fort George, Meade, Maryland, one of my tent mates had a beautiful picture of Miss Sheridan on the wall, and every night I would dream of her.
So would I. I've been to Fort Meade.
Quiet.
Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Since I've been out here, I still dream about Miss Sheridan. So here's what. I wonder if it would be possible to have her dream about me. P.S. I enclosed a picture of myself so Miss Sheridan will know what I look like. Thanks very much.
Not bad looking. What's the lad's name again?
Sergeant Cleon Smithers, 717.
Gee, you mean he dreamed about me 717 times?
That's his APO number.
Oh.
Nobody talks to me.
Hush, please, hush.
I can make a fortune selling hot dogs over here.
Sell your camper balls. Well, how about it, Annie? Are you ready?
Why, sure. How do I get to sleep?
Let Crosby sing. It always works with me.
All right, Bing. Okay, Bing, go to work.
I'll cuddle up a little closer, will you? Hand right in here now.
Yes.
Lullaby and good night. Your blue eyes closed tight.
Are you asleep, Annie?
As much as I dare with you two around.
If you're asleep, let us know. This is radio, you know. You're supposed to snore.
But I don't snore.
Oh, you do, too.
That's a wild guess if I've ever heard of one.
I get it. Wish I had my bubble gum tonight.
That won't help.
You're on, Jack. Will you wake up and read something? Go ahead.
Anyway,
okay, no. Dream any way you want.
Nice reading. Good.
All right.
Dreaming.
Oh, Cleon, you dance divinely.
Only dancing, folks.
Oh, Cleon, you waltz so beautifully. It's just like floating on a zephyr.
May I cut in?
Can't even dream around this guy.
Oh, Cleon, I had a wonderful time at the party. Yes. You may kiss me goodnight. Oh, Cleon.
Yes, that was Oh, Cleon from the picture of the same name starring Ann Sheridan. Thanks, Ann. That was a wonderful performance. Gee, what an actress. You know, I'd love to come out to Warner Brothers sometime and watch you while you're making a picture sometime.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that's impossible, Bob. After what happened to me last week, all the visitors are barred from the set.
What happened to you, and why couldn't it have been me?
Well, look, Bob, it was awful, really. Some man was wandering around the set with his little boy, and every time we started to do a scene, here's what happened.
All right, this is a take. Roll them. Go ahead, Miss Sheridan.
Oh, Victor, you know how I feel about you. Why do you treat me so cruelly?
I don't mean to treat you cruelly, Allison. It's just...
What in the world? Hey, you. You with the little boy. Can't you keep the kid quiet?
Herman, what's the matter with you? Didn't I tell you not to touch anything on the set?
I'm sorry, Papa.
At last, Crosby has a part that fits him.
Please, you'll just have to be more quiet. I'm trying to do a love scene with Miss Sheridan.
What's so hard about that?
Please, Herman. That's no way to talk to Dennis Morgan. Go ahead, folks.
Oh, Victor, take me in your arms and tell me it was all a mistake.
Yes, my darling. Oh, you're so beautiful. Your lips are so soft.
Papa, what are they doing there?
Shh. Herm, don't you remember that stuff I told you about the birds and the bees?
Yeah, but they ain't flying.
That's what you think. Now keep quiet.
Dearest, all I want in life is you.
But, Allison...
Please, Victor, I'll work for you. I'll slave for
no,
you.
No, Allison, I can't.
I'll scrub floors for you.
No, Allison.
I'll cook, I'll sew, I'll sleep.
No.
What's he waiting for? That's the terms you accepted from Mama.
Please, mister. Can't you do something about that child?
Don't worry. Tonight I'll drop a razor in his Mickey.
Look, here, Pop. She's some classy-looking tomato, ain't she?
Herman, how many times have I told you? Tomata.
Ay, she's wonderful, huh, Pop? Is she wonderful, huh, Pop? Ain't she, Pop, Pop, Pop? Ain't she wonderful, huh?
Now, son, she's just another woman like your mother.
We was robbed.
Say, mister, if you'll keep that imbecile child of yours quiet, we'll get on with the scene.
Okay, Miss Sheridan.
Oh, Victor, take me in your arms and tell me it was all a mistake.
Yes, my darling. Ah, you're so beautiful. Your lips are so soft.
Shut up.
Dearest, all I want in life is you.
But, Allison...
Please, Victor, I'll work for you. I'll slave...
Shut up! What is it? What is it? You'll have to wait till we get home.
No, Papa, no. No.
Now?
No.
All right, come on. I never saw a kid so crazy about brushing his teeth. Come on.
That was Bob Hope and Bing Crosby on the road to Ann Sheridan's affections, charmingly assisted by Miss Sheridan herself. And now for a razzle-dazzle finish as we come down the home stretch, it's Stan Kenton and his orchestra whipping themselves into a full-of-finish frenzy over their hold-on-to-your-seats rendition of Stan's own theme song, Artistry Jumps. Thank you. the hay, gang, and so another command performance goes into the stables for a week of grooming, training, and preparation of your special requests as we receive them here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This is Ken Carpenter, your command performance jockey, speaking for Bing Crosby, Ann Sheridan, Bob Hope, Dame Mae Whitty, Ethel Smith, Anita O'Day, the Charioteers, Stan Kenton and his orchestra, wishing you one and all a very pleasant good night. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.